Yeah, I just got back from Tulsa earlier today.
I'm so sorry.
Why were you in Tulsa?
Visiting my grandmother.
Why?
It's the only reason he goes to Tulsa.
Technically a holiday.
It's the only reason anyone would go to Tulsa.
To visit my grandmother?
Why?
And which freeway did you take?
The one going
Let's
through...
not start that again.
Thank you, Paladin.
The one not going through the area that had a massive tornado less than a week, about a week ago.
I would actually, at this point, I would say to avoid taking 35.
Plus, why do you think I didn't tell you guys last week? JD had enough shit happen not far from him before, and that was without me going in, being in the same state he was.
That's a true thing right there.
You should have gone and visited JD, you know, cheer him up.
Hey, I've been great, man. This week has got things have gotten better, so I'm feeling good now.
I know that was more about the humor of the idea of Fort Max visiting, cheering you up.
Oh, that would be. Man, I've been great this week. No. What?
This is Superhero Time with XV.
Get Giga Beetles the f***.
Hey, Mickey.
Love me, Daddy. Love me.
Paladin. Ken.
I'm no mere pervert.
JD Church.
And then everybody vomited at the end.
And Fort Max.
The surprise was vampires.
Okay, it's Superhero Time.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
I'm afraid it is.
That's even less warning than usual.
It was very...
Well, there was... He was silent for a while, so it was kind of...
It was like a prostate exam, almost. It was just like... you're just there, and they're like, okay, you know, and... Like, have you seen that new show lately? Oh, which one with the... Oh, yeah! It was... Oh, it was great! Moon River...
So, Mickey's not with us this week. He's feeling a little ill.
Three people got that joke.
You might be afraid you missed that part.
I think he's just faking because he doesn't feel like being here.
Mm-hmm.
You can never rule that out.
He was so distraught after watching Shinken Brown that he just couldn't do it.
Basically, anytime anybody says that they can't be on the show, I just assume, they just don't feel like being on this week.
Unless it's me, because that usually means there's like... The tornado, or
no? Because when there's a tornado, you just come on anyway, and we listen to it in the background.
That's true, but that's what I'm saying. It's like I'll even plan weeks around where it's like, okay, I've got all this stuff going on, but I will be there for the show. Meanwhile, on a whim, it's like, screw Fanboy Versus.
Wow.
It really says it all right there, doesn't it? I don't even need to pile onto that this week.
No, really don't.
Of course, you know, after however many months it's been of conditioning JD to think of how unpopular his show is, eventually it has to start working by itself.
Yeah, you've kind of got me beaten down. I'm a good sub at this point where I'm just like, What?
Mickey will be so sad he missed this.
I know.
No, he won't.
What's funny is, like, I wasn't even this on fire in the pre-show, so...
No, in the pre-show, you were actually talking about interesting things that aren't going to be in this episode.
Nope, not at all. Not a bit.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it? I saved it for the show. It's all in the show for you.
So, over the last week, there's been a lot of, on-set photos and little video clips from filming Super Megaforce with the returning actors.
And since the filming of the... Megaforce Legend War is now complete. We should be done with those stupid f***ing casting rumors.
Nah.
No, I'm sure we're
nope.
Not.
Nope.
It's a fading hope.
We still have like a year or two of fanboys vigorously masturbating all over the fact that Jason David Frank is back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And you know, I mean, there's still possibilities that, like, you know, people might show up on a computer screen or something, you know.
Nah.
So, you know, there's always possibilities for that kind of stuff. But
maybe they can get some
voiceovers,
though. They can record that in California.
It's not just the Jason David Frank thing. I don't know. For some reason, it's just like knowing that they're going in and adding some more stuff, you know, making this the Mega War a real thing and going with it. I have like a raging hard on. I'm just like,
why? I don't mind it. It's just some of the fans are kind of like.
Why I ignore the fans. See? My life is so much happier because I ignore things like message boards.
I've been trying to, but even trying to go to news sites, it's like every other thing is like, oh.
Well, you know, what are you going to do with that? But that I can just go, meh.
Yeah.
Man. He's really going with that flavor saver, isn't he? He's just like, I can still rock it. And then the guys are like, no, the rocket, that's our thing. That's
what?
Jason David Frank, he's still got that, like, flavor saver line down his face thing. Is it kind of a cop-out to have Shinkanger or to have Samurai people back? Like, is that really back? Like, you just did
it's only two.
Apparently they're not all back.
It's just apparently two of them from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, but that's like the 10. It's like you're taking up slots for people. Come on.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Well, I don't think they're taking up slots if some of them are still under contract.
Yeah, well, fair enough. I mean, I've got to be honest that, like, from the lineup of 10, I'm not super invested either, but it's kind of like, really? Like, that's the, these are the most memorable. I mean, I guess.
11 counting Shinichi Sakamoto now.
Yeah, that surprised me to see him on set.
So.
I look forward to Emily fighting off Zangyak on a unicycle.
Very short skirt.
Well,
every once in a while, the leg goes high, and you can almost see up them. Mm-hmm.
So what else is in the news this week?
Well, we did have some Tamashii release schedules for September.
Anything interesting?
Well, the first two are Wizards, so no.
Oh.
Wizard Infinity is September, and White Wizard is a web exclusive for October.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Then there's some new Ultrak guy that people are nuts about for some reason.
Who?
Ultra 7.
Okay.
Just like I thought, nobody cares. There's a two-pack of SIC Punch Hopper and Kick Hopper.
Hmm.
There's not a picture for that yet, is there?
So the Kick Hoppers? Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
They actually don't look as embellished as I expected from SIC.
They look too much like the Figuarts, I think.
Really do. There's some extra detail on them, but...
Let's have a look.
I like...
I mean,
they look good.
And if you go too crazy, going O's level crazy doesn't really work with Kabuto designs.
Yeah, I mean, their suits were simple to begin with, so I guess this works. It's not really what you go in expecting, though.
Yeah, but, still, they're nice.
Yeah, I won't have them, but they're nice.
Mm. I will not own them.
We also heard about web exclusive Flaming Sword Knight Zen, who we just first saw this week.
The what now?
That's the guy from Garo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, man. Sign me up for that.
The Makai Kato one.
6,090 yen.
So that's $70?
A little less right now, actually.
And keep in mind,
plus middleman fees.
Well, yeah, because it's
$69. That works for guys.
I don't pay.
It's more like $6, and it's only like $61.
I don't pay middleman fees.
Oh yeah, that's right. I really like Zen's design, so that's almost tempting.
Yeah, really. And this being my first Garo series, I'm gonna be anxious to own something.
Yeah, although I mean, I didn't hear good things about the early Makai Kato stuff, but I heard it's gotten better since.
It looks good.
Yeah. It does.
Because I think like the first couple were like remolds of an old line, and it just didn't really turn out that great, like Garo and Zero. But hopefully the newer ones are turning out a bit better.
This looks badass.
I heard the original ones were kind of fragile too.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that complaint a lot.
I think they had like die-cast weapons that were kind of overweighted.
Yeah, his armor was worth waiting on, too. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. But...
if we remember.
Yeah, if we get that far.
There's also a new SIC Tajidoru Ankh version.
Oh,
which is the same thing. They just replace the right arm with an Ankh arm and add feathery wings this time.
That's would have been interesting to see in the show.
It does look kind of nice.
Yeah.
Not pay for it nice, but nice.
It doesn't have like any basis in anything at all, but hey.
It's inspired by the end of the show, spoiler alert.
Spoiler. Oh. Aunt dies.
No. What?
That's okay, because I mean, he gets better at some undisclosed point in the future.
That will never be revisited, and we will never see.
Never to be seen. Ever.
No. They got out of O's, man, and they're like, can we just...
Or they'll do it in a superhero Tyson movie.
No. Not even... Are you kidding?
And it'll make even less sense in the show.
Exactly.
They're not gonna take valuable superhero Tyson movie time to explain some nonsense bullshit point from a bad, you know, storyline anyway.
The superhero Tyson movie is concerned about wasting time.
They've got exclusives from whatever stuff they're trying to sell in that movie to sell, so they're not going to bother with.
Yeah, it's true.
Other stuff, you know.
So, do you think next year's Superhero Wars will be Superhero Wars GT?
Superhero what?
Because this one's Superhero Wars Z.
It's a Dragon Ball joke.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I say. I don't see why it wouldn't.
You don't have to know.
GT.
That's like the flu. You get it, but you don't want it.
And then, you know, we would have Superhero Wars abridged.
Now, if we did that.
Now, whose shirt would have stuff, the stuff written on it change in every shot?
Wizard.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wizard, no one likes me. He turns around, he's got to kick me. Back. What?
Oh, no, I think she works better as Dumb Cumster.
Dumb Cumster.
That's fashion pay.
Yeah, that's... God. Maybe he'll run out on the battlefield and die.
Shinpei or Blizzard?
Yes. Oh yeah, this week we finally got the official reveal of Figuarts Hurricane Red.
Oh man, how much do I love that it comes.
Of course, it had to come with this
with the chest piece.
That proved to do... Well, we'll talk about that later.
Oh yeah, we're talking about this later too, and it is hilarious. God.
Tomashi is very good lately about announcing stuff like the moment an episode airs.
Yeah. It's like you will want to pre-order this, man.
When will you order it? How about now?
So is that Die Ranger figure? Is it coming with two heads? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's got... Can they get away with the big googly anime eyes?
Stickers!
And two badges. Okay.
At least
and the Figuart, wait a minute.
Version.
I'm just realizing that are they saying that the Figuarts, so the Japanese versions, are going to come with the USA belts and stuff too?
Yes.
So yes.
Rangers, that is powerful priceless.
Well, I think yellow comes with the buckler and the ball, while blue comes with the blasters or vice versa.
Do you know how badly I want the Japanese version now?
No. I think blue is coming with the two weapons.
Okay.
I might have to cancel my pre-order at Amazon and try to get the Japanese versions, because that is too awesome.
Which is ironic, considering that like the only reason we're probably getting Z-Ranger figures this year is because of the U.S.
Totally, and I love that it's kind of like a dick slap in the face that they've like come up with these American bro versions for Akiba Ranger.
Bro versions. They were, totally.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. That is too good, man. Akiba Ranger, it's like, that's like the show that is so great, I'm almost concerned that we don't deserve it.
It's the gift that
you don't.
Looking at Toku fandom, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
No. We deserve it. The fandom doesn't.
True. That is so true. It's the right show for us. It's like a show that's done just for this show.
It's the show we would make if we were making a show that was like this show.
Is that Krang speak?
Close enough. God.
No, it's just double speak.
I'm still laughing at stuff from Keep Ranger this week. I can't. Anyway.
So I think that's about it this week, sadly.
Is it?
Well, no, there needs to be more. We're only 15 minutes in.
Yeah, that's just not...
Well, somebody claims they spotted Titanium Ranger in a...
Oh, yeah, I did see that. But...
It was...
Look at the sun glinting off of an indescript helmet back there somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, that could be...
No, it was a gray with gold trim suit. There's not much else that could be.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, isn't there
could
one...
Could be the Silver Ranger from space.
That's no, exactly he was also trim. There separately. I saw that, too.
And he didn't have gold trim like that.
Also, his suit was silver, not gray.
Well, I mean...
wait, no, silver, not white.
But it would make sense that it would be there. I mean, if they were going to do it, it was going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it would have to be.
No, I mean, there's nothing else it could have been but the Titanium Ranger suit. I saw the clip myself.
Yeah. Of course, that gets people's panties all in a bunch.
Back and to the left.
Zoom and enhance.
See, get our CSI guys on this.
Yeah. Now, here's
why
the thing.
Why is it all f***ing blurry?
It's, yeah, get Blue from Lost Galaxy to... Get Blue from Lost Galaxy to zoom and enhance
awesome
on that.
It would be awesome if it was lying just to piss off the fandom.
Oh, God, yes.
But, no, sadly, no, it's just probably that whoever they were talking to didn't know what they were talking about.
Shocking.
You know, it's easy to disseminate misinformation when your own company doesn't know what the f*** is going on.
It's probably the
case. We're trying to keep this under wraps, and by under wraps we mean we don't even know what the f*** is going on.
Oh, but just
when is the last time they knew what the f*** was going on?
Well, it's kind of like they had this supposed confirmed, quote-unquote, list of people that were appearing, and then there's this photo, and it's like, oh, there's Patricia J. Lee. She wasn't on that list.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not going to get into confirmed by...
Yeah, quote-unquote confirmed. That's why
I'm not going to get into quote-unquote confirmed by quote-unquote news sources.
Yes.
For quote-unquote people.
From quote-unquote human beings with quote-unquote keyboards. With allegedly typing skills.
What the quote-unquote... are we even talking about?
And?
Exactly.
I don't know, but I'm willing to move on to something potentially more interesting. In light of not being contacted or cast for this reunion, the cast of SPD has apparently said, "F you, we're going to do our reunion thing with Blackjack and hookers."
In fact, forget the Blackjack?
Possibly.
Sounds even better.
Matt Austin, the guy who played Bridge, is starting a Kickstarter to do an SPD fan film.
And get sued the f*** all the hell.
One problem at a time.
Here's what they're probably expecting SGC to not know what SPD is. So,
well, that's entirely possible.
They didn't know Forever Red. They won't know SPD.
Like, is this a parody season? I don't get it. Well, no, it was a real thing. We did. Yes, you actually directed 3 episodes.
Well,
I did.
I bet they
could buy the original Kruger suit off Toei for pretty cheap at this point.
That says they won't
if it
be
still
able to,
exists.
They want more for legal reasons. Clearly.
I directed it?
And I was one of the producers?
I wrote an episode? When did that happen? I've done a lot of these. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Those guys... Oh, wait. From that Akiba Ranger show. Okay, we can't do anything about it.
I got an idea. Let's have a reunion because, you know, we're not busy. And let's do it on Kickstarter because that's what everybody does.
The f*** is this?
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
What's what?
Oh, the link.
We can't see in your head, Ken.
Well, I'm talking about the link that Paladin just threw out.
Oh, this is the Kickstarter for it.
Not Kickstarter.
Oh, well, whatever.
It links you to the story and then to the Kickstarter.
Hey.
Where's the Kickstarter? So they want to do a fan film.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just wants to start it in the future.
So wait a minute.
Oh, no, he says we'll do a Kickstarter. Okay.
We're fishing for information. We're fishing for we're throwing this out there to see if we get a cease and desist in case we want to do a Kickstarter. Is that what I read? I think that's what I read. 1 week later. This is a certified letter. Okay. You have to sign for it.
And they're wanting apparently just fan input on the storyline, which
That always goes well.
That sounds like the worst idea possible.
That always goes well. If you want to do a great show and really spend Kickstarter money well, definitely take input from fans about what should be in an episode. They know.
So yeah, that'll crash and burn pretty hard.
Yeah, that's never
So who will end up dying in a very gritty way?
Probably Omega Ranger.
I would say this Kickstarter. Yeah, this isn't going to go anywhere, kids.
Seems accurate.
Please, don't waste your money either. Don't even go to links that are there for it, really.
Like we just did.
Just trust us. We did it for you.
I really don't think this podcast can lecture anyone on not wasting their time.
Well,
true, yeah, but...
But we don't want to waste any more of it than what they're already wasting sitting here
listening to us.
Hopefully they're doing it at work where we're at least better than their job.
Yeah, I'm sure we're safe at work.
Well, you don't want to listen to it like on your speakers, you know.
Yes. Just to blare it, blast it out from the cubicle.
And Sully dick slapped him.
Oh, that's mild. Come on, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking fecal pollock last week.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, I'm sure.
It's laxative.
The Human Centipede home game.
Which, I have to say, one of our listeners, I don't even know who he was tweeting to, but tweeted to someone and mentioned that we had talked about that. And I props to XV for, putting the light back to me. I don't know if that was the light or, the blame. But
it's both.
It's probably both.
Because it came from XV.
XV's like, look, I didn't say that. It was JD. He lives in Oklahoma City. His address. Please send any cease and desist to him. But anyway, he said that I was disturbing and entertaining. He said that the comment was anyway, but I'm taking it as me.
Yeah, I noticed you changed your Twitter description to that.
Yes, because I don't think I could ever top that, really. That's a pretty clear description of what you're going to get with JD. So you're going to get entertaining, you're going to laugh, and you're going to feel a little sick. You are going to wonder
why is this person not in jail.
You're gonna wonder why I'm not either in jail or a hospital. And
well, you've done the hospital thing before. I mean,
yeah, but that's not like the mental ward. That's, you know, yes,
you will
I've
never convince me of that, JD.
I've never been in the mental ward of a hospital as a guest. And
so a patient then.
So not as a patient. So yeah, always as a visitor. But yes. So.
So yeah, that's all that happened this week.
I do not have a sex offender. I don't have to inform anyone about Megan's Law. Nope, none of that. So. True. Unlike Garo. Which is questionable.
Okay, Paladin, why don't you kick off Garo for us then?
That's as good a segue as you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
Going to get a little questionably rapey, kids.
I'm not sure there's a question about it.
Well, in fairness, he hasn't jumped in the bed with her yet.
What?
Yes, but it looks like she's back next week.
Yeah.
And let's consider the track record of the character that is displayed.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes. And that track record is demonstrated in the first few minutes when Takeru's in bed with yet another random chick.
Yeah.
Apparently he's into feet, too, so...
Yeah.
And he is good at what he does, man. She is in, the fetal position. She is just like, I am so happy that was the best ever.
Ah, but you missed the first scene where this young couple is escorted into a house.
Yeah.
Straight out of a fucking horror movie.
We'd like to have you over for dinner.
Yeah. And, oh, look, there's a basement.
Come into this dark basement, would you?
So I guess step downstairs because we have no survival instincts whatsoever. Ever.
I guess basements are uncommon in Japan, considering how everybody reacts to this one.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, ah.
Space and stuff. I can see that.
This would be perfect to drown in.
Okay, but I mean, if you can't have space to the left or right, don't you think you would, you know, head down?
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a theory.
No, man. It's like the Japanese accommodations I've seen are all very small anyway. So it's like
it's kind of a very spacious house to be getting for free.
You know,
well, that's kind of the point. It's a very, you know, upscale neighborhood, expensive house.
That should be setting off alarms in your head if you have an ounce of sense.
Yeah.
Still, this whole city sounds like people bait anyway, because it's like, come to our city where we have free education and free homes and free schools, and it's just like a roach
motel. Free
hospitals and free education. Yeah.
And no crime.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
No crime, because our private mercenary army takes care of that for us.
Yes, and we don't report on it on the news.
It's just like, yeah,
the news only exists to say, oh, there was no crime today at all.
And there's no crime.
Murdered.
She's getting f***ing eaten. Okay.
it's like, and we're not hunting down these guys in trench coats with giant swords that are slaughtering our employees.
Giant swords and the one guy that's got a double sword longbow.
This entire city is a
That's like my favorite Gaara weapon so far.
It's pretty bad.
It's a shame he's only used it once.
It's a shame he doesn't do anything half the time. Yeah, it's like I was saying on Twitter, Aguri is basically like this series Tsubasa so far. He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
But until they really get the plot rolling, all the Makai Knights are just kind of there.
Well, Ryuga and Taro get stuff.
Although they are much better this week, I will say.
I mean, do people not have family that live in this city? Like, do they not?
They've been eaten.
That's what I'm saying. my Uncle Jeff, he went to go live in Vol City. Really? How's he doing? I don't know. I hadn't heard from him in a while. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I guess he's so busy living it up in the awesome city where you get everything. Well, we should go move there. Totally.
The implication we get with the family in this episode is that they're very, you know, poor. They're homeless, practically.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's a lot of what people that are getting wrangled in there, it seems like.
Yeah, they seem to be playing on, like, the downtrodden, the hopeless, you know.
The people nobody will miss.
Exactly. Right.
Anyway, Paladin, I think you were doing this episode.
Right, it's been about 3 or 4 days. I'm trying to go off memory for the rest of it.
That's fine.
Well, for me, it's been, like, 10 days, so.
Yeah, you watched it as soon as the Nomux came out.
So, Takeru's sitting in a park somewhere while that family we keep talking about is waiting for their application to go into the city. When they're approved, Takeru brings out his lighter and holds it up to a guy's eyes. And it turns
and he just, like, shoves green. Right through them and is like, hey, smile!
And the dude's like, WTF.
Hey, SG-1!
Right?
SG-1!
Well, no. They, if nothing reacts to their eyes, it's not the horrors that they're used to hunting, but the magic horrors don't seem to show up under the same methods.
Yeah, because it's
stronger than before again.
Yeah, like in the first episode, with the bride when Ryuga flashed it in front of her eyes. Not that.
You know what you mean.
Maybe.
There was a reaction in her eyes. There's like, you know, that weird Makai writing going over her eyes and stuff like that, and that indicates, oh yeah, you're a demon. But the magic horrors are different and not very detectable.
That's the magic part.
Yes.
The magic is inside you. I say that when I'm having sex. Magic is inside you.
Wow, okay. That's information I didn't need to know.
Oh, sorry.
That's the thing JD says so that you say is too much information. Really?
Of all the things I've said on the show, that's the one that gets sticks out. It's like,
yep.
Wow, JD, that's TMI. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go back to my, like, poop splattered canvas jokes.
Thank you! I appreciate it.
At least now we understand each other.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
So, Takeru explains to Ryuga that he has to save this family because reasons. So they go back down to the basement in the night house, and they find Nai and Mei, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
After, well, also before he tries talking into the jail, talking the jailbait out of, you know, staying there.
Listen, you are going to be an awesome lay in like 3 years.
Please go away so that way you can be.
I would like to keep that pussy fresh, so please, if you could, don't stay here.
Yeah, of course she does not listen.
No.
Would you?
Some crazy old guys. Some crazy old guys telling you not to live in the awesome city where you get everything for free and your life has been shit. And leave, like, are you going to believe it? No. My life has been awful up to this point. How could this be any worse?
Demon!
Oh, it could be worse. It could be worse.
And that's when the horrors attack.
Yes, demons be trying to eat me out of my family.
God.
But when those maids talk, it is like the freakiest fucking thing.
I don't know. Yes, I mean, that is fucked up. But the thing that I think that creeps me out the most is just all the cards strewn across.
Yeah, it's like every one of those was a person they ate.
Yep, that's all people. Those were all people meet. Yep, yep.
Why do people keep going to this city?
See, that's why there's not a population problem in Vol City.
No. Oh,
apparently. No.
That's what I'm saying.
There's this problem. It's dropping.
This entire city is like a Burger King for horrors. It's just... God.
Or Golden Corral. It's like
Golden
a buffet.
Golden Corral. I love that.
Okay, but what is Vol City's analog to the fecal chocolate fountain?
Exactly what I was just trying to figure out. So I wish you would have given me like half a minute on that, because I something. Now I've got nothing. So
see, that's what I was trying to move you towards, but now.
Oh no, I was going that way, and as soon as the Golden Corral reference was made, I was thinking fecal fountain, but. Man, do I have nothing. I don't know.
Damn, JD.
I know.
You let us down, man.
I let you down? You let me down. You didn't give me time to come up with a joke. You like force the joke on me. You can't force the joke on me. Trust me.
Now look, somebody hanged the fecal fountain out in front of me. You don't expect me to go for it?
I'm going to go for it. You have to trust that I'm going to go for it. You can't just throw it at me. You can't just be like...
I love how just the mention of Golden Corral breaks it.
What else does Golden Corral make you think of? Flowing shit. That's what it... Right?
Well, and the first time that Golden Corral commercial came on talking about their endless chocolate wonderfall, it's like, yep, there's poop in that.
There's so much poop in that. Because I'm just thinking of kids running out of the bathroom and their poop hands into the chocolate flow.
Yep.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that I wouldn't even have it like, you know, a family function because of that. I'm not gonna
Wonka's chocolate factory fucking nightmare is what that is.
No, we'll get to that later too.
Like, that hundreds of people pass by every day, and you're gonna trust it.
Sneezing on it, breathing on it, coughing on it.
You know, it's like the other things in there. At least there's like a sneeze guard or something. Not that.
They probably have some sort of like. Not even fine mesh filter on it, you know?
They probably just pump a little bit of Clorox in the chocolate every once in a while, you know, sterilize it.
Ugh.
It'll be fine.
Where were we on the episode?
We were at the point where Takeru finally f***ing transforms.
Oh, yes!
I guess he really does have his fanfic powers back.
Because he gets the most awesome f***ing armor in this series so far.
God, it's bad.
Exactly.
Ass.
It's like they had to take the extra time to render that in CGI.
That's it. It is totally worth the wait. I'm like, that is badass.
I like before even he transforms, he gets the maids to just run the f*** off because he's kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah, totally.
Or was that just after he transformed? Either way.
It was before he transformed.
It's been a little doubtful up to this point, but you can... You can see he's not a Mekhi Knight for no reason.
Yeah.
And it's like, but then, of course, they try to escape, and like, oh, wait, there's Uggery.
Yeah, and they're totally waiting at the door. And then there's, like, that creepy bit where they get arrowed, and then they're dying, and then they, like, hold hands and kiss and die. And you're almost like, oh, that's kind of sad. Wait, they're killer f***ing horrors! Die!
Well, you'd almost be touching if they hadn't eaten hundreds of f***ing people.
Yeah.
Because there were, like, hundreds of cards. And, like, when Takara transforms and the cards sweep up around him, you actually hear, like, yells.
Yeah, you can hear screams and stuff.
And that is like, oh, it's like, oh, that's awesome. I was like, oh, God, that's creepy.
Even earlier, like, I think it was earlier when they were, like, they were in, like, the central area, like, the meeting area. You heard kids, but it wasn't, like, a normal kid laugh. It was, like, a creepy f***ing kid laugh. I'm just like,
yeah.
This show is f***ed up, man. Even things that should be okay are, like, creepy as hell.
Welcome to Garo.
God.
In general.
Yeah. Ugh. Although this series is really doing it better than the other ones have.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's not just the things that you see. It's the things that you hear.
Yeah,
or
like,
the way
in the first series, it was a lot of shock horror.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, literally, like, oh, God, that's gruesome, or violent, or...
Yeah, and in this one, it's just dark.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, they showed
it is the one who shines in darkness. I just didn't realize they'd be that literal about it.
I mean, and even like, you think about this house where it's like they really only showed one family get devoured before, like, the, you know, the main peril of the episode, you know, comes in.
Yeah, but there are dozens upon dozens of cards regardless.
Yeah, and they get eaten off screen too. I mean, so it's not even like you see it really. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what your imagination can be even worse.
But the combination of that and then all the cards all over the floor, it just makes the whole thing really creepy. And that's like a cheap, easy way to really sort of freak out your audience without really having to do very much.
It's effective.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not big into horror stuff, but like as a genre, but that's mostly because it's usually about, you know, as much gore and dismemberment as they can pack into it. This is the kind of horror that I can appreciate where it's subtle, it's in the atmosphere more.
It's psychological.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's mostly well done in that regard.
It is, and I think, you know, the setting of the series where it's basically the city of the horrors really helps them to explore that. They can make the environment have that little subtle creepy edge so that you always know this isn't really right.
Yeah, and that's one thing I've been thinking, especially ever since Mekhi Senki, is like they have this really good setup for a world, but it's just, of course, it's always focused around Koga. And now that they're branching out from it, it's providing some very interesting things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely made the right choice in the direction they went putting the show together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm digging it. I'm so glad that we're watching it, actually, and you guys are like turning on to it, because this is just, I love it. I mean, just absolutely parroting what you're saying, XP, because I'm the same way. Like, I'm not big into the gore horror, and I'm not really just, I'm bored by that kind of stuff.
The
so
torture porn.
Exactly, yeah, and it's just
well,
like...
Well, because it's like, it's all fake, it's...
Yeah, but... It's, mm-hmm. yeah. But you can get into something if it's, like, in your head and psychological and there's things that's playing with it.
It's not scary, it's just nauseating.
Yeah, but it's, like, if you go to, like, the Hitchcock kind of, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's not saying, like, this is that level, but it's that kind of thinking that's going
into
it. I
mean, you can watch some old episodes of The Twilight Zone
and
still get that really creeped out feeling.
Yeah,
from them not showing anything.
Yeah, or correct. Heck, there's a lot of old Doctor Who's like that too.
Yep. I agree.
But anyway, we got like a third of an episode left to go.
We're almost there.
Takara transforms.
Paladin.
Meanwhile, Ryuga also transforms, and the combination of energies in their final attack makes his armor glow once again.
Yes,
just a second.
It's actually the same horror, I think, that kind of horror that he fought back in episode two.
Yeah, the magic horror seemed to be really kind of turning his armor on or whatever, which is interesting.
So the solution is it's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those horrors are made of Tarnax.
Also note, Garo is the only one that has a reaction to that. Zen doesn't have any reaction to it at all.
No, and yeah, you know, his armor is shiny. What is the possibility? I mean, just to throw it out there, what is the possibility that he's a magic horror at this point?
It's possible.
I mean, because it's already been established that they could be magic horrors or a horror and not even know it.
Yeah, and the thing about the magic horrors is we don't yet know exactly how they're made. We know exactly how the karmic horrors, the previous series horrors that have popped up here and there, we know how they are created. It's a demon that comes out of the underworld and it possesses somebody, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how these are made, though.
Yeah, and so it's like I'm starting to kind of think down that line now, like, oh, that is going to be really messed up.
And it wouldn't be
spies on us mostly.
And wouldn't it be f***ed up if both the main hero and the main villain, if it's Inho, are both the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I don't think she's the main villain, as we do.
Yeah, there's a whole... Well, we'll get there in just a second. Let's get there.
Right, so the family has actually made the smart decision and is on their way back out of the city.
Not exactly. Well, they got mind wiped and then...
they
sort of had it made for them.
Yeah, Team Garo mind wipes them and stamps denied on their immigration application, and then the next we see them, they're driving back out of the city.
And they drive through Willy Wonka's tunnel from hell.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Totally.
Creepy. But then there's a man in a suit in black gloves.
And they all start laughing like lunatics. Except for the one girl, because she has Takeru's charm.
Yeah, she kind of gets creeped for a second. Yeah, because he, like, stamps her thing and, like, sends him back. And, like, oh, no, you're fine. You can go in.
Because there's nothing suspicious about an immigration official just standing out in the middle of a road somewhere.
Yeah.
But if you're poor and you need, you know, it's like, you're going to take your shot, man.
Yeah, but also remember back in Inho's dreams, it was a unseen man in a suit and black gloves.
Mm-hmm.
So, more of him.
So apparently Homegirl, like, threw herself out of the car again.
Yeah, that's the impression I got. While her family was,
eaten.
Yeah.
Whoops.
It's kind of nice to have a series where people die, though. I'm like...
Oh, gee, is it? Yeah, like a series where monsters are created when people die?
Yes, you have a series where monsters are created when people die, and no one dies in that.
You actually work to make it deep and horrifying and scary.
But,
no one would actually watch that, would they?
Oh, and then you get more than halfway into a series like that, and no one's died?
Yeah. Now, besides the implications of this girl being complete jailbait, it is interesting that it seems like she will be recurring now, because usually in Garo, when you have the victims of the day and if there's anybody left alive, it's like you don't get to see the ramifications on the character afterwards. So it might be interesting to see somebody who's had their entire family now.
Well, and I'm wondering why Home Dude was so hung up on this family, in particular this chick, man, because he was like nearly consolable.
See, thing I'm thinking is like, you know how he banged that chick earlier in the episode, but he just kind of seemed like he wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of might be a thing where he's like, he can get laid really easily, but it's not satisfying.
And he's really good at it too.
Yeah, it's not women that actually care about him or that he cares about.
Yeah.
Maybe that, it's just whiskey dick.
Maybe he just had a sister or something that, you know.
That's, oh, wow. So now we're going into that territory.
Yeah, you know. Could be.
That's another type of horror.
Yeah. Is that Jane Fonda? That's an old Cheech and Chong joke that I just pulled out there. I just made myself really old.
Yeah, I thought he was going to have a seizure or something there in that scene at the end.
He did, man. He was, like, inconsolable. I'm like, dude.
And everybody else is just kind of standing there like,
I all the time, and they're like, dude, get up. I mean, it sucks, but shit.
It is also that kind of thing. It's like, we just saved them. God dang it.
Yeah, I know. They're like, we just fixed this. What the F?
What the F happened? I mean, but at least at the end, Barai does make that connection that it's like, oh, well, I guess we can definitely tell that the people in charge are probably connected to the magical.
Yeah, there is something way F up here. For as bad as I thought it was, it's even worse.
Gee, building on that ancient burial ground might not be such a coincidence, huh? Doug goes back to death.
Man, bulldozing that ancient burial ground and building this city on top of it may have been a bad idea.
Or it may have been exactly what they wanted.
Bulldozing the ancient burial ground, pissing on it, making it into like a place for like a rock concert and
Starbucks.
And then a Starbucks
and another Starbucks.
And then building the city on top of it.
Not the best of ideas.
May have pissed off some evil spirits.
Man, you know, in Nashville too,
still,
there's
it's
a
Japan.
Walmart.
Where else are they gonna build?
There's a Walmart in Nashville they built over an old Native American site like that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that in years. It was a big deal at the time when they were trying to build it.
It's like that Family Guy. They find the skull in their backyard and Peter like pisses in it. In the middle of the night. Look what I had to pee. It has a headdress and everything on it. Yeah. It's awesome. I like Family Guy. Screw you guys.
That is why you are wrong.
I don't know. I am disturbing and entertaining.
You're one of those.
Akiba Ranger. No, Akiba.
Wow, that was
Akiba Ranger.
JD.
Am I doing Akiba?
Yeah, because no Mickey.
He
yeah.
Sounds very excited.
And we can't exactly have Paladin do it now, can we?
No. No, and we know what Ken's doing, so.
Of course.
you walked into that, dude. Otherwise,
no,
it would have been
eight. I think even beforehand, given that Shinken was my idea in the first place, that was probably a foregone.
I don't know. Considering it's a fad, dude, they may have had me do it, so. Never know.
He's not really fat. He's more stocky, but.
Whatever.
He's Japan fat.
He is Japan fat.
Whatever. It is some. And Peter DeLuise wannabe. at least Ken got that. Yeah, Akiba Ranger. Yeah. Where do we start out?
At the
general pain.
Yeah, we start with the general pain. So,
he makes a very interesting conclusion here at the very beginning of the episode, I think.
Which one?
That the Akiba Rangers are somebody else's delusion.
Oh yeah. He goes. He has the book, right? That's where he's got like the book, the sketchbook that he's made. Oh my god, I love General Payne. He's got a sketchbook that he's made based on the descriptions that Melshina has given him of the Akiba Rangers and all the stuff, and he's pissed off because they keep beating his awesome stuff with weird and ridiculous processes and.
Far from the ultimate Sentai team I've dreamed of defeating.
And yet, their crazy hijinks keep beating me.
We've gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Yeah, but not this time. This time I've got it. And so, and then, like, the Melshina, like, that is her name, right? I'm not saying.
Yeah, Melshina.
Thank you, Melshina. She's like, you know, if you would actually do something, like, have them do something on your end, maybe. She's like, awesome.
Nah.
They're eating dinner and stuff. And he's like, oh, no. So,
yeah, she wasn't taking a bath for once.
Yeah, she was eating and drinking wine.
I'm sure that's somebody's turn on.
Yeah, totally. Well, anything, really. Breathing at this point would be. So he's going to send over his latest creation, which, again, this is something that you guys know more of the particulars about, so I may need help with it once we get to it. But anyway. So he sends his latest creation over. Meanwhile, what are the Akiba Rangers doing? Are they having ice cream at this point?
Yes, they're having ice cream. And Akagi actually gets it on his nose, and through every shot until he transforms, it's still there.
Yeah. Which, yeah, and I don't know. They're bumbling on about. I don't even know. I don't remember what they were talking about. I don't think it was particularly important, but it probably was. But anyway, they get down to this alleyway, and there's this chick in, like, an angel costume.
It's the same alley every time.
Right.
They get to the alleyway.
Yeah. But, you know.
Props and stuff.
It's Akiba Ranger's own, like, conventional set.
Yeah.
It's
all like, Akiba Ranger's getting to a point where it's less doing Sentai tropes and more its own.
Yeah, now it's developed its own tropes based on tropes of other... Sentai series. So then it has its own alleyway, an alleyway that is otherwise never seen in any other Sentai series. It is like its unique thing. I love it. Anyway, so this chick is talking to all these, there's a bunch of otaku guys hanging out there, and she like fires this arrow and pierces all of their hearts and like knocks out these little pink hearts with writing on them.
Yes, they're otaku hearts.
They're little otaku hearts. And she eats them all, and then the best thing happens, because all the guys are like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm going to go do something with my life. I'm going to go get a real job.
A job. Just get a job.
A job. Yeah. I was like, that's awesome. Oh, Jesus. This episode is a good start.
And then, of course, the guy's like, oh, you must be from Barrow's AOL. I was like, oh, really?
Get out right away. Hey! And, yeah. So she transforms into the... Okay, this is where it gets foggy for me.
Okay. Okay, if I remember
right... Go in order with the names.
Okay.
Because, okay. You know, that's an
right
episode
now,
development.
Right now, okay. Make sure I'm right. Hurricanes villains. They're, I guess there are 7 main ones?
Yes.
Okay. They are the Dark Spears.
So it's
and
originally
she's saying she's the 10th one.
Yeah.
What was it? Hadezen or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
So yes, go on.
So.
Of course, Kagi is like, what the f*** don't want?
Yeah, and in fact, even Blue is like,
sound right.
Even she's like, because she's been studying lately, and she's like, something doesn't seem right with this. She's like, 10, wasn't it 7? And then the other two guys show up. And so now
but it's not Kabuto Raijuri and Kawaga Raijuri.
Who is it they say they are?
The 8th and 9th Dark Spears, but they're actually not.
Right, but
Uranisto and
Poseidon. And so to clear all this up, Moshina shows up and she's like, yeah, I came up with it because I've been reading stuff like vaguely, like not even close.
Yeah. And it's like, wouldn't it be cool if there were like 3 extra members of the main villains? And yeah. General Payne's like, you idiot.
You got it all wrong.
Sentai team, damn it.
He's like, I was trying to undo the thing that they did. What? Damn it. And she's like, okay, fine, go back.
And of course, note the fine print.
Yes.
That this did not actually happen. It's just,
this is merely general.
He's just deluded.
Do not take it as facts. Before it gets put on the wiki.
So. So.
He even has a Forza moment there.
So he's like, okay, fine, take it back. So they like take it back for the other.
He's like, okay, do the roll call this way.
Yeah, do the roll call the regular way. Like, okay. And so they do the regular call.
She is apparently Tinto Riger.
Yeah. Which we were trying to guess last week what her name would be.
And I was guessing it would be whatever the purple one from B-Fighter Kabuto was. And, hey, I was right.
So did you call it Kabuto Rider?
Apparently Japan only knows a few different... There's like half a different kind of...
Our in-house general pain description continues.
General pain. I like that.
So,
and I also like when they go to fight, they do split up by colors.
Yeah, and yeah, so they end up, and so they fight for a minute, and they start to get their asses completely beat.
Like completely beat.
Like they are about to get raffle stomped, and then like they get pulled out of the delusion.
They're like, turn that off.
Yeah, and then General Pain's like, no, you were supposed. Hold back until the hurricanes are showed up, because then we're supposed to have the 3-on-3 battle, and then they would like lose that because they don't have the superior speed. We went over this.
Oh my god, he's the worst and best nerd ever.
Hilarious. I'm like, the best part is the end though, when he's like, we went over this. Like, I told you. And she's like, yeah, whatever, okay.
But then the character changes.
Well, Sheena's great, though, because she just can't be bothered to pay. Even when she does try to pay half attention, it is literally just half. And so she still gets wrong enough. So they end up back in the real world. And meanwhile, for both General Payne and for the for our heroes, the week suddenly goes from 7 days to 10 days. Yes. The reason being that the original Dark Spears were based on the 7 days of the week. And so they were all named after the days of the week. Well, now there's 10 days in the week.
Bodies tied
10
to them.
Spears. And so you have your day, post day, or pod day, and some other day. Anyway.
Yeah, post day and hot day.
Which are all taken up as like anti-Utaku days.
Yeah.
Like, with that, there's like going to be 36 episodes of Sentai series a year.
Yeah, like, and I love it.
So
like,
it's become Power Rangers.
Like,
some of those, actually.
Their main concerns are there's only 36 episodes in a season. There's less Mondays for fan meets. And there's less weekend or less Mondays for like, I don't know, costume shows. And then there's like less weekends for like fan events. Meanwhile, the leader's like, yeah, I wish that was the only thing that would cause a problem with. But we'll just go with that being the major concern.
It becomes so for them.
Yeah. But it turns out that like the first day is like a no taku day. So a bunch of like, you know, guys in work clothes show up and like take everything out of.
No, it's otaku merchandise trash day.
Trash day, that's what it is. So they come in and like trash everything in the shop. And then so it's like completely bare. And then the next day is no tokusatsu songs day. And so
the karaoke bar won't play any of them.
Yeah, won't play any songs. And then like the last day is no cosplay day.
With this little SD Aoi-tan with a big X over her.
Yeah. Which is great because
And I like how, and then you see Cos and Hakase like not in their quote unquote costumes, and you realize that her lab coat is actually considered cosplay, and it's like,
yes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Sure.
And then they're like, okay, yeah, this is kind of slow, kind of bad for business, but not.
Oh God, what about Yuko?
Yes.
And so meanwhile, she's like skipping down the road and doing her like cat thing, and she's like, I think I'm being followed. Meanwhile, guys in suits, like, we have her, start chasing her down, as well as General Payne, who also gets near busted.
And the people chasing them down include Akiba Red Suit Actor.
Oh, God.
So they end up in like a warehouse with General Payne, unbeknownst to them, because of course
I think it's like a carpet warehouse, actually.
Something. Yeah, I don't even know what it is, but it's some place of which gets pointed out that it's like way too silent there, so it's like something's gonna happen. But
and
what's
Akagi and Payne recognize each other from the karaoke thing at bar in the second episode, yeah.
They recognize each other from that.
Yes.
But not anything.
Don't know who the other is. And so they stand there for a minute, and meanwhile he's like, yeah, this is really creepy here. Like, see those vents up there? Like, any minute, like, psh, like stuff could come out of it. Psh, and then, like, stuff's coming out of it.
And they're like, Akagi, would you f***ing stop for 5 seconds?
This is Christ, man. And so it's the chick, whatever her name, I can't remember.
Kenta Riker.
And we get to see something in the series we haven't seen much of. It's like when they transform, oh yeah, they're still doing all that in the real world.
I know, it's so great though. I love seeing that every time because it's like, so yeah, so they
do. I don't know if we've actually seen that in this series so far. I think
saw it once. Like,
maybe, in like the first episode. Yeah.
well, we've seen it a few times, one of which was when they get ported to the real world and then run into themselves.
Well, right. No, I meant in this season.
In this season.
Yes.
Thanks, General Payne. So General Payne actually sees them do their, like, transform and, like, convert over to the delusion world. And which is interesting because we've never seen it from the outside with the villain there, though.
And then you see how the monster goes with them.
Yeah, and you see how the monster goes with them. I thought that was really cool and weird. But So, but he realizes that they use the little IOTAN things to...
Which he coincidentally has. Which he
has. So if he just gets a little more diluted, he can... Fusion World.
Short so, trip.
Cue off screen, knocking back some...
Yeah.
Knocking back some tequila.
So, anyway, so we're back into the fight sequence at a construction site, sort of.
And man, Blue is a pervert. This time he's fighting Yellow, and he grabs her breasts, too.
Does, man. It was, wow. Yowza.
Everybody's so, trying to use old ninja attacks.
Oh, my God. When they started pulling out the Kaku Ranger, like, ninja.
Oh, the best part, though, is when Yellow uses Ninja Man's attack, and he's like, what kind of ninja would use a samurai attack?
And then they use Dinah Black's attack.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Dinah Black's attack is jumping.
Able to leap tall trees in a single round. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was really a sight to see. And so they're trying to like, but they're also trying to convert them back to good at the same time that they're like trying to fight them.
Akagi gets trapped in the rubble.
Yeah, he gets trapped into the rubble. And then, and then they see him under the rubble, and then that's like what snaps them out of it because.
But first, General Payne arrives.
Oh, that's right, General Payne
Best
arrives.
Best entrance.
Yeah, he just
smashes Sheena's legs.
It comes right between your legs, and then like chastises her. He's like, "Well, I kind of like your attire, but you should try to be cuter." Like, whatever. I can't.
Like, the Dynaman female.
Yeah.
Chimera. and she's like, he's so short.
I'm like, you're shorter than I thought. And he is, too. That's what's awesome.
but of course, as the Keeper Rangers are about to be defeated, that you can tell that's just kind of like a sign.
Yeah. That
needs to happen.
Yeah. And so then, yes, that's when the Hurricanes actually show up.
And that is the Hurricanes actual actors doing the voices, right?
No, it's not.
Not? I'm
surprised. It's not.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised, actually.
Now, Hurricane Blue's actor did do stuff in the episode as...
But she didn't do her own voice.
Right. She did Tento Rider's voice.
Okay. I guess they're running with this running joke of the official heroes not actually being voiced by the official actors this season.
Okay. That makes no sense at all. But,
although didn't... Rearrangers actor did play, didn't he?
Ken?
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Stop thinking.
Yeah, we're almost there, buddy. Okay. So the Hurricanes just start to fight, and they get their asses beat. Because they just can't face up to space ninjas. So they...
Yuko gets an idea.
So Yuko gets an idea, and she... puts on the symbol for one of the
Shurikenger.
Shurikenger for the Shurikenger. I'm like, there you go. Now you can beat him.
And it does absolutely jack.
Yeah, because he tries to do like this baseball thing and like, whiffs completely. It was awesome. And but meanwhile, it's when the other two Go-Rigers see the Akiba Rangers digging out Red, that they flash back to their days as construction workers and how awful that was. And
everybody's like, that's what...
General Payne is like, that's the climax? That sucks! That is not the climax I was intending. And he gets all pissed off and then starts to disappear. And... And, like, vanishes. Mastina is very amused. And meanwhile, so he comes back into the real world. And he's got a package. And, like, hey.
From Akagi's boss.
From Akagi's boss, which is awesome. Because he's like, can you just sign for this? Seriously. Jeez. He's like, I was so close. I don't know. From there, it's, like, you know, new power-up, which is the...
Hurricane Paul. And we get a fairly almost it was a roll call that is almost badass, but you know, ruined by the explosion, of course.
It was kind of funky.
And I like when the Malshina's like, is this fair? It's like 8 versus 2.
Yeah.
And Hurricane Red's like, but you have 5 times the power of us, right? So it's perfectly fair.
And she's like, oh, that's great. I'm going to go. She's like, oh, well, in that case, I'm totally going to bitch out then. Cool. You've got it then, right? You've got it? Okay, good.
Jeez.
I'm going to go. Which I forgot earlier.
When they
roll call, I missed it. Thank you. In the earlier part, when the Go Riders first show up and they do like their roll call,
Keeper Rangers try to do theirs.
All right, we're Stars, and like, no, go, and they like jump at them before they can get their roll call out. And I'm like, that's not fair. Okay, you're supposed to wait for the roll call.
The rules.
Like, there's rules to this shit. Okay.
And we'll see a little more of that in Shinkanger in a couple minutes.
So, yes. Yeah, I mean, speaking of. So they use the ball and they blow up the 10.
Man, Yuko never gets to use the introduction of the weapon. It's always red or blue.
Yeah. So meanwhile, General Payne is...
There's one more thing, though.
Oh, did I miss something?
Like, dude in a coma.
Dude in a coma and some...
There was one clip of, like, a dude in a coma, which we had mentioned earlier that the beginning of the episode, there's the implication that there's someone else in a delusion. And that would seem to be whoever maybe this person is. So.
It's Hate Saburo.
I mean, that's what I love about it is it's like they've totally gone in so many directions with this. And
you cannot tell what it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like they've completely reinvented this show. I mean, it's the same concept in the sense, like it's the same hilarity and hijinks, but, you know, done anew. You know, and that's what I'm really loving about it. Meanwhile, General Payne is cooking up another Sentai style monster. I can't tell if he's just remaking the same one.
Look at the preview. He's just remaking it.
He's remaking the same one. Okay. Well, that's kind of what I figured, but I didn't. I never watched the preview.
They have to reuse the suits. So
I hate Japanese previews because all they do is ruin in the next episode. So I just,
except for these.
Yeah, Akiba Ranger's usually pretty good about it. The most you usually see is like maybe the monster. That's it.
Yeah. So
usually the twist or good jokes are not ruined.
Yeah, so there you go.
Good episode.
Yes.
Are you done talking now?
Wow.
Man.
Let's talk about a Keeper Ranger some more.
Wow. What's wrong? What do you got against a Keeper Ranger? So great.
Do you want him to start?
Man. I got so much love for it. It's so great. I laugh cry every time I watch it.
You laugh cry?
I cry because it's so good. Because I'm laughing. But I'm not like laughing to the point of tears. I'm actually crying tears of joy because the show is so good.
Yes, and I have about 5 episodes left, unfortunately.
don't ruin it for me. I just want it to be as long
it's
as
a
it
Jenga
is.
Jenga block to the heart.
It is. Ooh. Totally. Oh. Oh, you had to go there, didn't you? You had to go there.
Yes, I did.
The V Cinema for GoBusters, that comes out next month, doesn't it?
You're just like the finger to my prostate exam, man. What's up with that?
It's the Jenga block in your prostate.
It is. It's the Jenga block to the prostate. We were talking about doing like an older series run through, so if we're going to do that, I probably ought to start thinking about what it is.
We'll figure that out later.
We always do.
Yeah, I'll figure it out the last minute.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
in the grand tradition of superhero time,
no,
let's take a break.
Planning, right. What's that?
You're listening to Superhero Time. Samurai Damashi, Chikugo Koete, Ibis, Sojo. And now back to action with Superhero Time.
So, do you want to do the power playback first or the Giga Beetle challenge first?
Well, since you brought it up, I guess we can go ahead and do the Giga Beetle challenge. So we're taking some inspiration this week from our friend Headmaster Don.
I'm so sorry, Giga.
Well, okay, there is three possibilities raised for this, and I already have thrown one out as a form of mercy. That is the one that involves using Miracle Whip, which nobody should ever consume.
I love mayonnaise. I can't do Miracle Whip. It's just no.
Well, at least you have some taste, JD.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like mayonnaise that much, but I mean, it's obviously far preferable to Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got two choices here. Which one do we want to use?
Neither.
Okay,
I'm gonna vote for the SpaghettiOs.
I don't want to get blamed for something at all.
I mean, you will.
Okay.
No, I will.
All right, so since Ken refused to pick one, we're going to go with the SpaghettiOs and applesauce.
Oh.
Where does this come from?
Headmaster Don.
Oh.
It's
now,
one
is
of, it,
he eats?
Yes, it's one of his home recipes.
Home
now,
recipes.
We want to note that he is like a 50-year-old single man.
Oh, I think he's only like 44.
Whatever.
42 last I heard.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do we want to mention that he's a 42-year-old single guy?
No.
Okay.
I think it speaks for itself.
I think when you hear SpaghettiOs and applesauce, that kind of screams single guy, doesn't it?
Okay, so Giga, here's the deal. We're not exactly sure what proportions this is supposed to go in, so we're going to need you to kind of do this a little bit experimentally. You know, just going through taking portions of SpaghettiOs and applesauce and combining them at different strengths until you find the one that works the best.
Like a quarter applesauce and three quarters SpaghettiOs.
This will end well.
Yeah.
And then do like a three quarters applesauce and a quarter.
Wow, you guys are getting into the specifics.
And and Giga, most likely you should probably heat the SpaghettiOs before you start.
Oh no.
Well, okay, you can try it warm and cold, and you know.
I say you do a whole set cold, and then you do a whole set warm.
You're a monster.
Basically, what we're going for here is the scientific method.
Right.
No, basically, what we're going for is we finally want to kill Giga Beetle.
No. If we wanted to kill Giga Beetle, I would have gone with the cheese sandwich with Miracle Whip dunked in hot chocolate.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of applesauce, though. You want to make sure you stay close to a toilet for the next day.
Well, it's okay. I think he said he can eat cooked apples, and applesauce is cooked, so.
Oh, yeah.
It should be fine.
That's just, I don't know, man.
Goes right through you.
That just cleans you out, buddy.
Well, okay, Giga, if the applesauce is going to be a problem for you, let me know, and we'll go with the alternate one.
Oh, no, I think you should go with it. I'm just saying, to a toilet.
I'm just saying you're going to pee out your ass.
Well, I'm not so worried about the pee as I am worried about, like, shitting everywhere.
No, that's what he means by pee out your ass.
Well,
it's called diarrhea, JD.
Out your ass? Oh, yeah. Where is that? Man, it's freaky when it's water, too.
Isn't it?
It's so weird. That's just not right.
I'm far too familiar with this.
Me too, bro. High five.
Brown five.
I washed my hands.
Shinkin' brown.
Okay, so I guess it's time for power playback now that we've issued the Giga Beetle challenge.
Let's Bushido.
Speaking of poop.
It's time for power playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So, doing the summary for this week is JD.
Awesome.
What? Okay, see, that was the only thing that would surprise me if he picked
just
anybody
because,
other than
just,
me.
Just because I called it out.
Why are you surprised when XV is dicks? You've been over and over this.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but that's not being dicks to me.
Okay, so
it's just being dicks again.
All along, the plan was for JD to do the summary, but then you had to go on Twitter and talk about how, of course, you would have to do it because you hate the episode and everything. So I had to kind of modify the plans for this week. Originally, Ken,
I like the episode better than when I first saw it, but It's still one of my least favorite episodes of the series.
Originally, Ken, you would have done the Garo summary this week, but since, you know, if I would have had you do a summary before this, you would have suspected that you weren't doing this one.
Wow, you are a dick.
Wow. That's nice. What, so basically...
He rearranged the entire show just for that one moment.
Basically, yeah, just to, for the moment of which you were like, oh, it's not me. Oh, okay. Cool.
But you lost this in exchange.
Meanwhile,
it's a really odd thing, though, considering that I usually do a summary every week.
Meanwhile, so, there's JD, who's like never seen Shinkenger before, so I have no context for any of the things that happened in this episode. So
just think how much more entertaining it'll be.
Much less one of the people that really like it, like me or Paladin. Or
yeah. So, anyway, episode starts out where, like, I guess it's the blue dude.
Yes,
where
he knows. Like,
coming in and, I don't know, talks to some dude in all black for a second.
The Kurokos, they're the Shiba family's servants.
Right.
Basically stagehands.
Stagehands, yeah.
Stagehands, yeah. And then this dude shows...
Shinkenger's theme, which is completely lost in Samurai, is the...
Also
theme.
Completely lost in these subtitles.
Still f***ing amazing.
Yes, completely lost in the subtitles, of course, but regardless. It's very theater driven, thematically.
Gotcha.
It is like Act 14.
Oh, now it's all making sense.
And the cockpit of Shinkenno is actually just a stage.
Literally this time.
Yeah, literally. Like in the final episode, you see it start to fall apart, and it is literally a stage.
Wow. So that's kind of brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and that was totally lost in the American version.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
A lot of things were totally lost in the American version.
Wow, that's no fun at all.
The actors, the scriptwriters.
Well, no. I mean, technically it was the same scriptwriter. They just, you know, bastardized it a little bit.
Yeah. The really sad thing about this episode is that it really would have been the one episode that would have been perfect to adapt directly, but they didn't.
Exactly.
Oops.
It's like, for all of the episodes that they just took whole hog and then took out all of the interesting bits, this is the one that would have been perfect if Paul Schreier was not filming all of his scenes separately. Whoops.
Well, most of them.
Most of them, yes.
So like 8 out of 30?
Okay. So then Peter DeLuise shows up and he's like...
I wouldn't have done that, so there's that.
So he's like, I totally want to be a Shinkenger. And they're like, what? Like,
yes.
How do you know that? And so it goes into like his whole backstory.
What the f*** can you even say, Shinkenger?
Where, yeah.
No, easily. Like, this isn't Kyoruger.
He's like, I was.
He does speak better than Ramirez, at least.
Enkido!
Yes.
So he's like, I was in the city at this time, and like, I was dying, and then like, you made it rain, and I lived. And then you were Shinken Blue, and then, like, so I knew who you guys were, and I'm like, I'm going to be a samurai, and I want you to train me.
And everybody else,
no.
That's not how it works. I like when Ryunosuke goes in the next room, he's like, what should we do? And Takara's just like, send him away.
Like, no. That's stupid. We don't have time for that bullshit. Get him
this
the fuck out of here.
This is why Takara is one of my favorite Reds.
And they're like, and then they go, well, that would be great and all, except he seems kind of f***ing crazy. So he's just hanging around outside. So we're going to have to do something with him. I'm like, okay, well, bring him in. Bring him in and break him and make it so f***ing horrible that he'll beg us to leave.
Again, Takara is one of my favorite Reds.
Okay, well, that sounds good. So he starts putting him through the paces.
Well, no, there's also a good part where it's like, so who's going to train him? Chiaki puts Mako in front of him.
Like,
I don't speak English. And then
I don't speak English.
Like,
and,
everybody looks at Ryunosuke.
And they're like, well, you shit.
Short straw, you're up.
You took the dog for a walk, you get to pick up the shit.
Ryunosuke, it is always a short straw.
And he's so happy about it.
Yeah, he doesn't really mind.
Yeah, except in this case.
So, yeah, so he starts putting
Robert Brown.
Richard.
Brown. Sorry, Richard Brown. Brown. Dick Brown. Brown Dick. Yes, folks, that's his name.
Does he want to play in Japanese or it is
Japanese around, it is Brown Dick. Insert your own thoughts with that. But anyway, so starts putting him through the paces. And
I don't think there's room for any other thoughts around the Brown Dick, JD.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Trying to sit down.
Yeah. So, I don't know. From here, he's like putting him through the paces. And at some point, there seems to be
Did you see the movie Kung Fu Panda?
You know, it's kind of like that, where it's like there's a little bit of a switch where like the dude starts to like really like,
a little bit of Mulan mixed in.
Yeah. And as is inevitable, bad guy monster shows up and Blue's like, all right, I got to go do a thing. And he's like, no, I got to go with you. And he's like, no. He's like, yeah.
This turns out so well.
Yeah, it goes so well. So he shows up there.
So you have the fire monster, and then Takeru uses his powers on it.
Yeah.
Now, actually, this does have a fun twist in another episode, though. Because another episode, they have an oil monster. And then the subordinate is basically like, no, dude, you do not want to fight Shinken Red. He's like, no, it's fine.
Oh, God.
And it's not fine.
Oh, God. It's amazing.
Although, so, I like when Mako uses the wind power, it just fans the flames here, too.
Yeah, they managed to back-to-back. They don't... Are they bright? I mean, are they...
No, like, no, actually...
Takeru is.
Well, Takeru and Mako...
Inusuke has his moments, too.
Takeru and Mako are pretty smart. Kotoha and Chiaki, not so much.
Yeah, well, at least like, Chiaki didn't try to throw wood at it.
He didn't have a chance.
So the fire monster there throws fire at it, and it's like, I live in Oklahoma, and I know that the worst thing that you can do to a fire is add wind, and so they add wind. And so it's like wind and fire and just...
While the entire city is on fire.
Now, meanwhile, they're like, we are getting our asses beat. We need Blue for some fucking water. Meanwhile, Blue's still trying to, like, get Brown Dick off his ass. So Brown Dick goes fucking out.
Wait, let's just
let it flow.
I'm rapping here.
Just let it go. So Brown Dick is, like, gonna try to save the day here and just manages to get in the way. So Blue gets, like, lit up like a fucking Christmas tree. Like, completely engulfed in flames, kids. I mean, just...
Yes.
I mean, he was like Michael Jackson, just... Woof. Yeah, and so that didn't go very well.
It's not a bad case, right?
Isn't it? He's
not
dead.
Not anymore.
He's dead. He doesn't care. So they have to, like, go nurse their wounds, which... The best part was, like, later, because they're all decide, like, all right, you have to kick him out. This is just not going to work. You've got to tell him to go. And so Blue's, like, trying to talk to him, and Brown Dick is like, no, don't worry about my burnt thigh. It's okay. I'm fine. He's holding it back, because he's like, you lit me on fire, you fat son of a bitch.
And it's worth noting, he tells him he can no longer teach him the way of the samurai. And as we'll see, he kind of misinterprets this.
Yeah, he's sort of bad job.
Language barriers.
A little bit of a language barrier there. So he's like, I understand. He leaves. And like, oh, well, that was a lot easier than I thought it would be. And so then the monster attacks again. So they got to attack the monster. And they kind of start to, they're still kind of getting their ass beat a little bit. And
they do the roll call.
Yeah, they do the roll call. And then in the middle of the roll
call,
they end up with an extra person. And it's Brown Dick as Shinken Brown.
The famous Brown.
With a big breastplate on and a big fucking helmet.
Like, with kanji stamped on it.
And like,
was it written correctly, by the way, or did he mess that up too?
I mean, that is like, I mean, even cosplayers are going, that's dumb.
Then he finishes the roll call, and Takeru is just like, that's my line.
That's my line, you fat
And that's the only part he cares about, too, which is glorious.
And the monster.
And he's like, Takara's not even looking at him. He's like, he just wants to slap him with that f***ing sword.
And even the monster's like, what the hell?
Are you done yet?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, Rhino's like, I told you I can't teach you anymore. He's like, yes, you have nothing left to teach me.
No more to teach me. I have completed my training.
That's like, not what that means, jerkass.
Actually, what? You know what? Never mind. I just...
never mind. Let's just go kick this guy's ass, and then they
get they go into fight, and they get like all knocked about, and they're like on the ground. And meanwhile, Brown Dick is like, "Don't give up."
Of course, he gets fricasseed himself.
It's fricasseed, yeah. He gets fricasseed himself, and he's like, "Don't give up." He's like, "The hard part of being a samurai is something, whatever." And they're like, "Well, actually, that's the important." Whatever, it works. It's okay.
They're like, whatever. Okay, we get the picture.
Yeah, we get the picture. Okay, we have to fight on. And so then they...
Song.
And so they fight and beat the monster. And then Brown
Dick grows, and then there's a mecha fight.
Yeah, and there's a mecha fight, and who cares about all that stuff. But anyway, Brown Dick. So Brown Dick is like...
Oh my god. That's like, the best name for him.
This has been a great experience. I'm going to take this home with me and teach samurai back in America.
Well, his country, they don't specify.
His country, nondescript white guy country.
It could be Canada, I mean.
Could be.
Could be New Zealand. Oh, wait.
Yep.
Oh, so you know what? That makes so much sense now.
And so the Brown Dick thrusts.
Like, who did you work for? Oh, this guy next to Bond.
So the Brown Dick walks off into the sunset. The end.
Yes. I do love Shinkinger. Even if this is not my favorite episode, it's still fun.
Wow.
And it still holds up very well.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed, like, going through this episode, like, the background music in Shinkinger is so f***ing awesome.
You know, if there was a version of this that didn't look like shit, I'm actually going to watch it.
Well, why? What version did you watch?
ITV.
Something with non-TV neon subs, I think.
No, that's what
I... what we're asking for.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is like, you know, you have overtime retranslating it from the ground up, but they're kind of busy.
Yeah, they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, they can't even really get Time Ranger out very often.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very, very, very long time. I mean, if you get the HD encodes, it's not bad. It's watchable.
I just got whatever.
Probably. Did you get the SD one?
I guess. It looked really awful.
Well, yeah. You know, even the Shinkinanon version, which is off the DVD, looks better than that.
It does, but he's only like up to episode 34.
Mm. Not the point.
Anyway, I've got to get through G-Ranger before.
Yes. But yeah, Shinkinger is a very good show. It's worth watching if you ever get the opportunity.
Yeah.
It picks up a lot after Gold gets introduced.
It does, but I did...
Because really, Gold is also awesome.
I did still really like the show beforehand, unlike you.
It just drags a bit before that.
You know, Shinken Gold's morpher is sushi.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, Shinkinger is literally the show that got me back into tokusatsu when I was just not giving a shit about it for years. Then I just checked it out randomly. I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
So, yeah.
Yep.
You have for me actually being here. I'm sorry.
You know, no, with Shinkinger, for me, it was just that, you know... In the few episodes leading up to Shinken Gold getting introduced, I was getting bored with it.
Well, those episodes, this one included, are really, really, really fillery, too.
Well, at least this one...
More than any other series I can name in recent memory.
Well, it's like between episodes 12, where you have that whole thing of Takeru kind of finding himself and whatnot, that two-parter that introduces Juzo, and episode where Genta is introduced, nothing really happens in like those four episodes or so. So I can understand why that would kind of...
And you know, I was watching it week to week, so it felt like it was dragging along.
Yeah, but once Genta comes in, it really does kind of hit a nice clip, I think.
Well, there's more energy to even the filler episodes.
Mm-hmm. Even the ones that don't really focus on him.
Right. Because he's another one of those scene-stealing Sixth Rangers.
Yes. Very scene-stealing.
Yeah. He was Guy before there was Guy.
That's why when everybody saw Guy, they were like, oh god, it's Genta.
I was okay with that.
So was I.
Did those two ever actually meet?
No. That's a shame.
That's a shame.
It is a real shame.
Yes, but, you know, a singularity.
I would have loved getting that autograph.
A singularity would have opened up between them, and it just would have all become a big mess.
And then he would wake back up in the hospital.
But it would be such a shiny, sparkly mess. Silver and gold everywhere.
I'm still mad that when they did GoBusters versus Gokaiger, Jay and Guy didn't argue over who was actually in the silver spotlight.
God, that should have happened.
Jay just walking out in front of Guy's roll call.
Yes.
Gok! What the f*** are you doing? Get out of my way!
No, Gok. No, I am in the silver spotlight.
You just did your roll call!
That would have been so great. Such a shame.
Maybe when they're 10 years after.
No, probably not.
No, because
because
they can't seem to get Takara's back. They're back for anything.
Well, he's not on contract with them anymore, and
yeah,
you know,
and they'd have to pay him.
But this is Toei, not Saban. They pay them slightly.
Besides, I think his agency just will not let him do work for them anymore. Like, they don't want him associated with that, probably to avoid typecasting.
Hmm.
Guess I could see the logic behind that, but then again, what has he done since then?
Well, he's doing Gotcha Man.
And how is that not typecasting?
Yeah, he's playing the stoic leader of a pseudo Sentai team, basically. Whoops.
Hmm.
Who's making Gotcha Man anyway?
I don't know. Not Toei, clearly.
All right then.
Well, that's the thing that happened.
Yes, I guess we
and
should.
It was pretty good.
I guess we should pick a show for next week.
It's like even my least favorite episode.
Let's
I still
see. The Gotcha Man film is the studio is Nikkatsu and it's distributed by Toho.
Ah.
Oh, Toho. Okay. So they're going for the.
What else have they done though?
Toho.
No, the other one.
Oh, I was about to say.
Let's see. Founded in 1912.
But what have they done for me lately, Fort Max?
They did a lot of pink films.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
I probably haven't seen any of those.
Like how you prefaced that with probably.
Probably. For long.
Just to be safe.
I may have left it on in the background by accident.
I'm sure.
I'd be lying if I said that it has never happened before.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, you just get distracted and start doing something else, and you know,
like, oh, hey,
next thing you know, 2 hours later, and that's been going the whole time.
Okay.
But it's very classy because there's a towel over it. And...
Oh sure, classy, just like the show. We are a classy podcast.
No, it's fine. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary.
Yeah, it's totally.
Oh shit.
There's a Baldwin in it. It's okay.
Let's see. Here's a
list of there's a Baldwin in my Japanese porn. Who do I complain to about this?
Here's a list of the movies released by their most prolific made by their most prolific director.
Okay.
Roman porno films. Okay.
Mm.
Apartment Wife, Affair in the Afternoon.
Castle reading it.
Eels.
Co-ed Report, Yuga's White Breasts. Okay, wow. That's just 1971. Okay, let's move ahead. Holy shit!
Okay, there's a sentence you don't see too often. First in trilogy of comedies set in 19th century brothels.
Okay! Guess that's good material for such things. Lesbian world, fondling.
Mm.
So...
Female teacher, boy hunt.
Arrow Schedule Book Concubine Secrets Tattoo Contest.
Wow, these are the best titles.
Some of these are really veiled, like Co-ed Report, Yoko's White Breasts.
Oh yeah, that's real subtle.
Naked Resume, True Story.
Or Castle this, Orgies.
Or one here that's just rape with an exclamation mark.
Wow.
That is bad. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
These are the people using the Gatchaman film?
Yeah.
Well, if nothing else, you can probably assume they're used to getting by on really tight budgets.
Tight.
Overly ripe breast. Married woman.
Oh.
Three sisters at a Turkish bath.
I can make it to podcast just listing off the names of these things.
God. Someone is, like, Googling right now. Like, where do I get this?
Prostitute torture hell.
Now, to give these some, I mean, fairly, some of these are really old, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's one. Seiko's like, Juicy Thighs Cheerleaders, second in the Seiko's Juicy Thighs Trilogy.
Oh, a trilogy. Mm.
See. Waiting. A female private detective housewife prostitution.
Okay, and I found one that I think is both a... I think I found one that's a snuff film.
Angel Guts?
No, Rape and Death of a Housewife.
Oh, well, that might be. This one's called Angel Guts, Red Rope, Until I Expire.
Okay.
Harukiri, the best lesbian in Japan, a docudrama.
This is very disturbing, actually.
I think I got the winner here. Girl and the Wooden Horse Torture.
Angel Guts, Red Classroom. Yikes.
True story of sex and violence in a female high school.
Wow.
I'm just a little bothered.
I'm a little disturbed by some of this. This is I'm a big fan of porn, don't get me wrong, but some of this
really think Gacha Man's supposed to be about female torture.
I mean, I'm not even against a little bit of torture, but you know, like I think I stop at the point of like death, you know.
Well, it only goes to 1988, so they haven't produced porn.
I mean, I'm a sadistic but, you know, like, I don't really want to kill anybody.
Yeah, this is troubling.
So, Fort Max, as entertaining as this is, what has this studio done that's not, you know, violent rape porn?
Please, somebody.
Can we have...
They declared bankruptcy in 93.
Really? In 2005, the company... In 2005, the company was sold and revived in 2010.
So basically all of that stuff is for naught because it's all from prior to...
Yep, pretty much.
Like the changeover. Okay, well, that's...
Oh, 1996 acquired by a Japanese leisure company, Namco.
Oh.
So Namco bought themselves a porn studio.
Yes, in 1996 they did, and they sold it in 2005.
Yeah, but then they had all the production already set up, you know.
For porn. This is what they. This looks.
Hey, cameras are cameras, all right. What's in front of it, you know, is inconsequential.
Yeah, from 1971 on, this looks to be about all they did.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. So
I'm almost more bothered by the fact Namco bought them. It's like what were you planning on?
Maybe Namco just wanted to get a hold of the, you know, media library.
Oh, sure. For Tekken, of course. Although that would explain a few things about Tekken.
You know, I'm sure they could, like, adapt it for... I'm sure they could adapt it for, like, the motion capture.
Yeah, nobody would notice a difference at this stage.
This explains a lot of disturbing things. I am very bothered by this revelation.
I think we should be, yes.
And this would have been before the merger with Bandai, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen until, like, 2005, I think.
They sold it.
So, apparently it was Bandai that understood what was going on.
Yeah. And they're like, we don't want no f***ing part of this shit. But why? Have you looked at the library catalog?
Have you seen yourself?
Yes.
Okay. I wish you hadn't answered that. Here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna sell this. Boy.
So what are we doing for Power Playback next week?
Yeah, what does this have to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. Okay, and apparently the company that owns them now also owns Mad Max Animation.
And they do what?
Or did. Or Atlas. Oh wow, this is way too many links that I did not want to know. Go on, Power Playback.
Something from Dino Thunder?
No.
Habba Ranger then?
I can go with Dino Thunder.
No.
Because I'm watching it, that's why. Habba Ranger?
is there anything done of Operator?
Yeah, some fan group just released the Wacker Wilson on the Boardwalk episode.
Really? That'd be perfect, because we did that, the American one, didn't we?
It's on YouTube, apparently.
Just YouTube?
Is it... It wouldn't be, happen to be the skewed version, would it?
Yes.
Oh, God, those are terrible.
Okay, well, never mind.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the problem with Ava Ranger is nobody's subbing it anymore.
Or at all.
Well,
Midnight Crew was, and then they didn't have a translator anymore.
Well, they do. Well, the Ava Ranger translator is Magenta.
Oh.
And okay.
And he's a little busy.
With Kyoryu and, yeah.
And blah, blah, Pretty Cure.
Well, just translation checking on that, I think.
Smile still kind of burned him out, though.
I don't blame him. In the slightest.
Though he's also doing translation check on Deno.
Oh, the Inoue subs?
Yes.
Jungle Fury?
No.
I don't hear anyone else tossing out ideas.
Well, another one I threw out was, although I don't have an idea for what episode of it, one of the earlier seasons of Garo, one of the one-shots, maybe.
Not ready to throw that out, but I'm sure someone else is.
I don't know, it's just a thought. XV.
Did the cow die?
No, I heard him breathe, I think. Maybe it was his last breath.
It's possible.
Something from Sun Vulcan?
Sun Vulcan sounds interesting.
We've already done that like twice, though.
Have we?
There were early episodes, though.
So?
So, still, do something we haven't done in a while. Magi Ranger?
Is there any option besides...
No.
Okasan Tachi de Gozoimasu?
No.
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 Like, about... I don't mind it for Shinkinger, but no, not Magi Ranger.
Well, whatever episode of Sun Vulcan it was where they introduced the new red.
We've already done Sun Vulcan like twice.
I think I hear an echo in here.
How many times have we done RPM?
Not enough.
Weren't we going to do that blue episode a couple weeks ago and then put it off?
Oh, we put it off in favor. Actually, we changed it instead of do Dr. K instead.
Oh, that's
still,
right. And then we didn't.
Always good, but and again, then we didn't, it's something we've done recently.
And then we didn't do it. But then we didn't do it at all, did we?
No, we did
right.
do the Dr. K episode.
It was
oh,
at the
right.
pressing
I wasn't
one,
here.
Remember?
You weren't here.
I wasn't here, but oh. I have seen that episode, so never mind.
Yeah, it was the Crushing Depression episode. You would have liked it, JD.
I think I did like it. I seem to recall liking it.
Okay, so let's see. What haven't we done lately?
Rider? Something?
You'd
watch like a Rider movie, maybe.
Yeah, movies are not terrible.
Best Rider the Next?
Oh, God, that is terrible.
Can we do that?
I thought we just watched the first.
Are there any Rider movies that
are
we
they
haven't...
that different, really?
No.
We haven't seen that are subbed?
Yes, I would say the Next makes the first look like a good movie.
It does. Which
so
is
about
sad
Project
because 4? The first is a terrible movie.
The first would be good if it cut out all that... romantic subplot with the guys who just, oh, they're soccer now.
And then they died.
Yeah.
Oops! Yes, that sure amounted to something.
Yeah, of course, the entire, every time that their plot was on the screen is like, okay, and these guys have what to do with this?
Nope, just fill in space.
Just fill in space so you can feel bad for them when they die.
Except that failed.
Still, I like the costumes in the movie.
They're okay.
Should have had those in Decades instead of the originals.
No, they shouldn't.
They should have, because it would have made people mad.
Well, yeah, that is a good argument. I cannot argue with it.
Yeah.
It's hard to debate that. Making fanboys butt mad is very entertaining, I've found lately.
So on that note, how about Decade next week?
Let's see. What can we do?
Have we done anything from space recently?
What was the last thing we did do from space?
Can't remember.
Might have been Countdown to Destruction.
Oh, that would be before me.
Okay, what's a good episode from in space?
What's the one where he blows up the Zords?
That was Turbo.
Are you sure he didn't do it in space too?
No, because he wasn't right anymore. He didn't have the clearance to blow up his words.
The last episode you guys did actually was the first Psycho episode.
Maybe.
How about Always a Chance? That one where Adam comes back.
I guess that is topical nowadays, isn't it?
You know, it's weird they didn't get him to do Megaforce.
Yeah, it does seem strange because he seemed like he'd be, you know, simple enough.
Maybe he probably has couldn't memories get of Overdrive.
I doubt, well, maybe that and also possibly...
maybe his band had a conflicting engagement.
Yeah.
Or any of his voice acting could have already had...
Yeah, conflicting engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in general. Because he does actually have a job. Who'd have thought
a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can do that episode next week.
Which one are we in?
It's not a bad one. It's the one where Adam comes back in space.
Oh.
Always a Chance.
Or we could do the one where Justin comes back in space.
No.
Let's go with
that. That was a good one.
No.
No.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I commend them for tying up a plot hole from Turbo, which is amazing that they actually thought to do that, but they created another plot hole in the process in order to try and tie that one up. And it's Justin.
The hole is that Justin is allowed to exist.
Well, the hole is that where the f*** did his powers come from, but...
The basement.
Oh, God. They blew up the basement.
No, that was upstairs.
And they ate the family that was down there.
And we come right back around.
Oh, God.
Just like the human centipede. Home game. Okay, so I guess that'll be the show for this week.
Hooray.
Because, you know... Once we spend 20 minutes trying to figure out Power Playback, but instead reading a list of Japanese porn movie titles.
Yeah.
Horrible titles. God.
You know that we've pretty much rung the show out as far as we can go.
Yeah.
And after that, where is there to go but up?
Unfortunate euphemism?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
All right, I'm gonna go watch Bride Die.
Wow, that's uplifting.
Yeah, compared to the porn we just went through.
Yeah, really.
That seems
bright and optimistic.
Is watching Bride Die a euphemism?
It is now.
Oh God.
If I said it, it probably is.
Now I'm thinking like making a euphemism out of like the Dragon Caesar.
How?
Da, 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 da.
I think about it, but it sounds wrong.
It is on Superhero Time, therefore it is wrong.
It does have the big drill tail thing.
Oh, there we go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Now it's a penis.
And, you know, when Bride blows, Dragon Caesar rises. And...
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It's all there. It's all there.
See, that wasn't very hard, was it?
Well, it is now.
That's what she said.
As I said before on Twitter, Ken, anything you say can and will be used against you on the podcast.
Here, Bri, blow into this phallus.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
Superhero Time! 次回もサバのみ!
Let me know!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go.
Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.